Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Ram Goldar, and today Masechet Shavuos Daf Ches, the first Perek Shavuos Shtayim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous Daf, Rabbi Yehuda Darshan from Metumos to limit the Sar HaPanimi to atone for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav, which the Torah distinguished from other Tumos. The Gemara explains that its uniqueness is its carbon olav yored. The Gemara asks three questions that perhaps it atones for a different Tuma with uniquely lenient carbon: a Yoledes, a woman who gave birth, a Metzora, or a Nazir. Rav Hoshaya answers to all these. The Pasuk says, "Kol chatosam," among all their sins, "V'lo l'kol tumasam," but not among all their tumos. This carbon is for tumah resulting in a sin, like tumas mikdosha kedosha, but not for the tumos whose carbon is for tumah alone, not for a sin. The Gemara objects that there is a Tanu who holds about each of these tumos that the carbon is for a sin. A Yoleda swears during childbirth not to have relations with her husband, Tsaras is for seven sinful things, and another sins by depriving himself of wine. For Yoledes and Nazir, the Gemara answers that those Tanaim derive the Sir HaPanimi's atonement differently. For Metzora, the Gemara answers that his suffering atones for a sin, and the carbon is merely to remove his prohibitions. Point number two, having proven that the Sar HaPanimi atones for Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav, where he was aware beforehand but not after, the Gemara asks, V'niskaper kapar gemura, let it atone completely for a sin. Why does the Mishnah say it is tola, it suspends it? The Gemara answers that since the Pasuk says, El kochato sam, for all their sins, rather, mechata sam, from their sins, it applies l'hanach to asul kochatas, it is for those which will later come under the category of a chatas obligation. The Gemara then asks what the purpose of this suspension is. Rabbi Zera says, "Sheimeis meis b'lavon," that if he dies before discovering his transgression, he dies without his sin. He dies without this sin, despite not having brought his carbon. Rava objects that if he dies, misa merekas, death itself cleanses him of his sin. Rather, Rava explains, "Lahagin alav mina yisurin," to protect him from suffering for his sin until he becomes aware of it and brings his carbon. And point number three, the Mishnah derived from a Hekesh, Milvad Chatas HaKippurim, that just as the Sar HaPanimi atones for a case of awareness, i.e. when he knew beforehand, so too the Sira Chitzon atones for a case of awareness, i.e. when he only knew afterwards. The Gemara asks, since they're compared to each other, let the Panimi also affect the Chitzon's atonement. This would be relevant in a situation where the Chitzon was not offered because they did not have enough goats. The Gemara answers that the Pasuk of the Panimi says, an Aharon will affect atonement upon its horn, Achas, one, teaching kapara achas mechaper, ve'en mechaper shtei kaparos. The panimi affects one atonement, but it does not affect two atonements. The Gemara then asks the reverse question, that the chitzon should also affect the panimi's atonement, where he knew beforehand. This would be relevant for a tumah violation, which occurred after the panimi was brought, but before the chitzon. It answers that the pasuk says achas v'shana, once a year, teaching kapar zu lo tehe ela achas v'shana. This atonement of the panimi shall only be once a year. So once again, the three points are: number one, on the previous daf, Rabbi Yehuda Darshan from Metumos to limit the Sar HaPanimi to atone for Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshah, which the Torah distinguished from other Tumos. The Gemara explains that its uniqueness is its carbon olav yored. The Gemara asks three questions that perhaps it atones for a different Tumah with uniquely lenient carbon: a Yoledes, a woman who gave birth, a Metzora, or a Nazir. Rav Hoshaya answers to all these. The Pasuk says, El kol chatosam, among all their sins, v'lo l'kol tumasam, but not among all their tumos. This carbon is for tumah resulting in a sin, like tumas mikdosha kedosha, but not for the tumos whose carbon is for tumah alone, not for a sin. The Gemara objects that there is a Tanu who holds about each of these tumos that the carbon is for a sin. A Yoleda swears during childbirth not to have relations with her husband, Tsaras is for seven sinful things, and another sins by depriving himself of wine. For Yoledes and Nazir, the Gemara answers that those Tanaim derive the Sir HaPanimi's atonement differently. For Metzora, the Gemara answers that his suffering atones for a sin, and the carbon is merely to remove his prohibitions. Point number two, having proven that the Sar HaPanimi atones for Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav, where he was aware beforehand but not after, the Gemara asks, V'niskaper kapar gemura, let it atone completely for a sin. Why does the Mishnah say it is tola, it suspends it? The Gemara answers that since the Pasuk says, El kochato sam, for all their sins, rather, mechata sam, from their sins, it applies l'hanach to asul kochatas, it is for those which will later come under the category of a chatas obligation. The Gemara then asks what the purpose of this suspension is. Rabbi Zera says, "Sheimeis meis b'lavon," that if he dies before discovering his transgression, he dies without his sin. he dies without this sin, despite not having brought his carbon. Rava objects that if he dies, misa mamarekas, death itself cleanses him of his sin. Rather, Rava explains, lahagin alav mina yisurin, to protect him from suffering for his sin until he becomes aware of it and brings his carbon. And point number three, the Mishnah derived from a hekesh, milvad chatas ha-kippurim, that just as the asara panimi atones for a case of awareness, i.e. when he knew beforehand, so too the sira chitzon atones for a case of awareness, i.e. when he only knew afterwards. The Gemara asks, since they're compared to each other, let the panimi also affect the chitzon's atonement. This would be relevant in a situation where the chitzon was not offered because they did not have enough goats. The Gemara answers that the pasuk of the panimi says, an aharon will affect atonement upon its horn, Achas, one, teaching kapara achas mechaper ve'en mechaper shtei kaparos. The panimi affects one atonement, but it does not affect two atonements. The Gemara then asks the reverse question, that the chitzon should also affect the panimi's atonement, where he knew beforehand. This would be relevant for a tumah violation, which occurred after the panimi was brought, but before the chitzon. It answers that the pasuk says achas v'shana, once a year, teaching kapar zu lo tehe ela achas v'shana. This atonement of the panimi shall only be once a year. All right, so now we got our siman daf ches, and our standard siman is challah, and we often use a baker in the siman. So here goes: the baker who told the yoledes metzora and nazir that his famed seir hapanimi shaped challah was not for them, since they didn't sin, and sold it to his yediyah b'tchila client to protect him from yisurin until he becomes aware, baked his seir achitzon shaped challah for one who only had a yediyah b'sof in a separate oven, since it had a separate kapara that was achas b'shana. So once again, in slow motion, the baker who told the Yoledes, Metzora, and Nazir that his famed Sira Hapanimi shaped challah, baker, that must more on Daf Ches. The baker who told the Yoledes, Metzora, and Nazir that his famed Sira Hapanimi shaped challah was not for them, since they didn't sin, which reminds us the Sira Hapanimi is for tumah resulting in a sin, not other tumos, such as the Yoledes, Metzora, and Nazir, where their carbon is only for the tumah and not the sin. So, the baker who told the Yoledes, Metzora, and Nazir that his famed Sira Hapanimi shaped challah was not for them since they didn't sin and sold it to his Yediyah B'tchila client to protect him from Yisurin until he becomes aware, which reminds us the Sira Hapanimi suspends one's tumah sin, Lahagin alav mina Yisurin, to protect him from suffering for his sin until he becomes aware of it and brings his carbon. So the baker who told the Yoledes, Metzora, and Nazir that his famed Sira Panimi shaped challah was not for them since they didn't sin and sold it to his Yediyah B'tchila client to protect him from Yisurin until he becomes aware, baked his Sira Chitzon shaped challah for one who only had a Yediyah B'sof in a separate oven since it had a separate kapara that was Achas B'shana, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why the Sira Panimi and the Sira Chitzon do not also affect each other's atonement. The Gemara explains that the pasuk of the Panimi says, an aron will affect atonement upon his horns, Achas, one, teaching, Kapara Achas Mechaper ve'in Mechaper shtei Kaparos. The Panimi affects one atonement, but it does not affect two atonements. The Gemara then asks the reverse question that the Chitzon should also affect the Panimi's atonement where he knew beforehand. This would be relevant for a tumah violation, which occurred after the panimi was brought, but before the chitzon. It answers the pasuk says, achas b'shana, once a year, teaching kapar zu lo tehe ela achas b'shana. This atonement of the panimi shall only be once a year. So once again, the baker who told the Yoledes, Metzora, Nazir, that his famed seira panimi shaped challah was not for them since they didn't sin, and sold it to his Yediyah B'tchila client to protect him from Yisurin until he becomes aware, baked a Seira Chitzon shaped challah for one who only had a Yediyah B'sof in a separate oven, since it had a separate kapara that was Achas B'shana. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Dalet. So the Simmer Daf Dalet is a Delet, a door. So here goes. The door and star, door. That must be on Daf Dalet, Delet, door. The Dornstar, who was Chai Malkus for using a key to cut off his Meheris, which reminds us, having explained that our Mishnah falls for Yishmol, and the liability for the four types of Shavuos is Malkus, the Gemara asks about the Mishnah's fourth case, Maros Nagai, my Malkus Ika, regarding appearances of Saras, what Malkus is there? It answers with one who cuts off his Meheris, because Rabbi Elah said, Kol Malkun Shenemar, he Shamer Pen Baal, Eno El Losase. Wherever it says in the Torah, be careful, lest, or do not, it's nothing but a negative prohibition and incurs malchus. Since the Torah writes, he shamir beneg ha-tzaras, be careful about the tzaras affliction, one who cuts off his tzaras receives malchus. So the Dornstar, who was high malchus for using a key to cut off his beharis, was on his way to install two doors decorated with karbanos, one for Helm Tuma entry and one for Helm Kodesh entry, which reminds us Rav Yosef says the Mishnah's Rebbe about karbanos, who's incorporating various Tanaim's opinions. Rav Kahan explained that Rav Yosef meant that Rebbe himself holds these views, not that he was merely presenting various Tanaim's opinions. Thus, the Mishnah reflects his own opinion. He quotes a braisa proving that Rebbe darshans the repeated v'nelam v'nelam to obligate one both for Helam Tuma and Helam Mikdash. So the Dornstar, who was high malchus for using a key to cut off his beharis, was on his way to install two doors decorated with karbanos, one for Helam Tuma entry and one for Helam Kodesh entry, when he got the bad news that he could use its front door of opinion of Ben because it's considered karka, which reminds us that Gemara brings a machlokes about what may not be used for opinion of Ben based on Darshin Ribui Yomiut or Klal Prat, whether it's only shtaros or shtaros karka and avadim. Daf hay, so the simmer daf hay is hay or a haystack. So here goes. Well, the boy sat on a bale of hay. Hey, that must be on daf hay. Well, the boy sat on a bale of hay, learning from his Rebbe that a dead sheretz is tamei, which would eventually become ne'elam from him, which reminds us. Tanaim discussed the source that a carbon for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav requires yediyah b'tchila, initial awareness of his tuma, and the relevant kajim prohibitions. Rebbe says, v'ne'elam makol shiyada, and it was concealed implies that he previously knew. Abaye explains that Rebbe holds Yediyas Beis Rabbo Shema Yediyah. Knowledge from one's schoolhouse is called adequate knowledge, since he surely once learned that a sheretz makes one tamei, and he felt himself touching the sheretz. Rebbe considers this sufficient awareness for a carbon, although he never realized he became tamei. The Mishnah's case of one who never had initial awareness is Betinok Shenishba Lebein Anachrim, with a child taken captive by Gentiles who never learned the basic laws of Tuma. So while the boy sat on a bale of hay, learning from his Rebbe that a dead sheretz is tamei, which would eventually become ne'elam from him, four farmers were passing bales of hay in and out of the barn, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why our Mishnah lists four cases of Yetzias Shabbos, and the Mishnah in Shabbos lists eight. Rav Papa eventually answers Hasam Iker Shabbos there, where the main topic is laws of Shabbos. It teaches cases of carbon liabilities and also cases which are putter. But our Mishnah only teaches cases of Chiyuv. The four cases of Chiyuv are two cases of Hotzah, taking out, and two cases of Hachnasa, bringing in. Although the cases are listed as Yetzios, Rav Ashi demonstrates that this term is also used for Hachnasa, because any removing of an object from its place can be called taking out. So while the boy sat in a bale of hay learning from his Rebbe that a dead sheretz is tamei, which would eventually become ne'elam from him, four farmers were passing bales of hay in and out of the barn, each farmer having a different shade of tzaras, which reminds us, the first mission in the Nagaim states, Maros Nagaim Shnaim Shehen Arba, appearances of tzaras are two which are actually four. Number one, Beharis Azaka Shelog, Beharis is intensely white like snow. Number two, Shniela Kisid HaHechel, secondary to it is white like lined plaster of the Hechel. Number three, Seis Katsemer Lavan, Seis is like white wool. And number four, Shniela Kakrum Beisa, secondary to it is white like an egg membrane. The first and third are the primary avos, and the second and fourth are secondary toldos, each listed after its av. A tolda can combine with its own av to comprise the minimum shear of a grease for tzaras, but a tolda cannot combine with another tolda or other av. Dav vav, so the simmer dav vav is a sword because a vav is straight, like a sword. So here goes. The sword collector, sword, that must be more on dav vav. The sword collector with the unique tzaras sword that had four shades of white listed by name on the blade, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why the four shades of tzaras are listed by name. Rabbi Akiva answered that they taught the four shades of tzaras to teach kolkon sheino baki behen ubishmosen in royness and nagaim. Any kohen who is not an expert in identifying them and their names may not examine tzaras. So the sword collector with the unique tzaras sword that had four shades of white listed by name on the blade, use it to prick his assistant's arm to drip different amounts of drops of blood into four cups of milk, which reminds us that Gemara brings the mashal of Rav Kiva's list of Nagaim, which is milk mixed with drops of blood. So the sword collector with the unique tzaras sword that had four shades of white listed by name on the blade, use it to prick his assistant's arm to drip different amounts of drops of blood into four cups of milk. As he stood on a beharis colored spot that looked deeper than the surrounding floor, was apprenticed to 1 foot on a say spot that looked a bit raised, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the sources for the four shades of Tsaras. Abai says that we know Beharis is the most intense white because the Pasuk says, "In Beharis Levanahi," and if it's a white Beharis, teaching, he Levana, Vein Acheris Levana. It is truly white, and no other shade is truly white. Abraisa states, Beharis Amuka, a Beharis spot appears deeper than the nearby skin because of its intense whiteness. As the Pasuk says, and its appearance is deeper than the skin, meaning like the appearance of the sun, which is deeper than the nearby shade. Dav Zayin, so the Simur Dav Zayin is Kli Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The armed guard from the old Vior security firm, armed guard, that must be on Dav Zayin, Kli Zayin, weapon, gun. The armed guard from the old Vior security firm, who found a tummy eating a sandwich and verified that it was Kajim and not Truma, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the source of the carbon old Vior, it's for Tumas Mikdash Kadoshav, not Truma. So the armed guard from the old Vior security firm, who found a tummy eating a sandwich and verified that it was Kajim and not Truma, and warned his friend that if he seasons it with the Katoris, then he'll also be Chayev Karas, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Shalosh Krisos Bishlamim, and that there's a Machokas if one gets Karas for eating inedible Kachim, like Katoris, while Tame. So the armed guard from the old Yor security firm who found a tummy eating a sandwich and verified that it was Kachim and not Truma, and warned his friend that if he seasons it with a Katoris, then he'll also be Chayev Kares, watch his partner escort the Kohen Gadol with the Seir HaNaz Bifnim on behalf of those who entered the Mikdash who once knew they were Tameh, but subsequently forgot, which reminds the Gemara brings the source that the Seir HaNaz Bifnim is for Yesh Yediyah B'Tchila Ve'in Yediyah B'Sof and not for other Tumos. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which did we have the first interpretation of the Mishnah that the Mishnah falls will be Yishmael and the Shavuos liabilities are for Malkus? That's on Daf Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which stuff doing the Sira Panimi is only for tumor resulting in a sin, not other tumors such as a Yoledis, Metzora, and Nazir? That's on Dav? Ches. Good. Number 3. Which doing that all other verses besides tumors Mikdash Kadoshav are atoned for with the Sira Mishdaleach, and we have Malchokas regarding Kohanim? That's on Dav? Beis and Shavuos. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn by Maseches Shavuos follows Maseches Makos? That's on Daf Gimel and Shavuos. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn the Sira Panimi suspends one's Tumas sin, a Hagen Alav Mina Yisurim, to protect him from suffering? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn the Rabbi darshans the repeated Ne'alam and Ne'alam to obligate one both for Helam Tuma and Helam Mikdash? That's on Daf Dalad. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do you want the sources for the four shades of Tsaras? That's on Dav? Vav. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you want why the Sira Panimi and the Sira Chitzon do not also affect each other's atonement? That's on Dav? Ches. Good. Number 9. Which stuff brought the source that the carbon oil of a yord is for Tumas Mikdash Ukadashav and not for Truma? That's on Dav? Zion. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you know that one gets Malkus for cutting off Tsaras? That's on Daf? Dalet. Shavuos. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.